frills, furbelows, and fringes, the ice dancing world can look like Carmen Miranda on a bender. It's a lot of fun, though, but all those sequins and mullet hairdos can make a fashionista get out her blue pencil. We called Cindy Levy, editor-in-chief of Glamour magazine, for her opinion on the costume choices of this year's figure skating crowd.
I have to say, I think that the days of the really outrageous skating outfit are probably over. And I think that's kind of a sad thing. When I look at what these women, and often they're girls, are wearing now, half the time it looks like they could go to the Oscars if the skirts were just a little bit longer.
I'm with you. I'm really waiting for those who have, you know, the big collars and the too many gussets and the big pom-poms.
Yeah, no, you don't see that much of it anymore, at least on the American women. They all have their dresses designed by these very high-priced Hollywood stylists. Michelle Kwan's dress in the short program last night was designed by Vera Wang. I think Vera did five different dresses for Michelle.
The huge bridal designer.
Yes, exactly. Each one of these dresses is worth $50,000, incidentally. And while the dresses are gorgeous, the whole thing is so sort of elegant and polished that for those people who used to enjoy figure skating partly because you got to sit on the couch and go, oh my gosh, look at her dress. What's she wearing and why? You know, it's a little disappointing now.
Well, there's always the Miss America competition, but we probably just shouldn't go there. getting back to this, though, was there nothing that kind of reminded you of Bulgarian traveling circus?
Absolutely. I think Irina Slutskaya of Russia, who's just a fabulous skater, is wearing dresses that are much more sort of old school figure skating. This is her style. She wore it last night in the short program. She tends to wear things with a tremendous number of sequins. Often the skirt is sort of tattered looking and has various pieces of material that are floating in a sometimes kind of confusing way around her body.
It's distracting, as you say, but you also have to remember most of us probably wouldn't look that good in feathers and lycra.
Right. And you know,
well, lots of lycra, right. Lots of feathers.
Feathers and these sort of tattered skirts, they tend to move in interesting ways when your body moves around the ice. I find it more interesting to look at, yes, than this very processed, elegant, grown-up, ladylike, designer-handled look that's very popular now. I will say, somebody who I think has great style right now is Sarah Hughes. She's very young. She has incredibly short hair. So she wears her hair down and short, and the way that most 16-year-old girls, and she is a 16-year-old girl, wear it. And that, to me, looks really modern because at the Winter Olympics, you have all of these athletes, many of them snowboarders, bobsledders, skiers. They all have this great outdoorsy, athletic, tomboy style. And next to them, the figure skaters can look like people from another planet. Sarah Hughes, she looks more like the other athletes there.
How do you think the gentlemen have done this year?
You know, the Westerners, the male Western skaters, tend to wear more traditional Western male garbs. You know, their pants are a little bit tighter. There's more lycra than the average guy will be wearing on a typical afternoon. But they, in general, dress a little bit more like men do ordinarily. The Europeans, on the other hand, are wearing more glitter, more sparkle. It's much more flamboyant, much more in your face. And I think that's an interesting distinction.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks.
Cindy Levy is the editor-in-chief for Glamour magazine.